Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. Now, one of the stories we've been covering recently was the coming out of the former bachelor, Colton Underwood. Initially, we had some sort of mixed emotions about it. Now that we've settled into this, that, you know, this took place almost a month ago now on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts. Now that we've sort of settled into this a bit, the community is very divided on how they feel about his coming out story, right? Some people think that he's monetizing the coming out experience by announcing a show on Netflix with Gus Kenworthy. Others are saying there's no wrong way to come out. We're just proud that he found his truth. Well, joining us right now is a woman, who I've been friends with for years. I adore her. You might recognize her from some of her work on Page Six TV. She was the host of for many, many years, or Good Day LA out here in Southern California. She's on there quite often. But she also had an exclusive interview for Variety with Colton Underwood. Please welcome to the program Elizabeth Wagmeister. Elizabeth, how are you?
Thank you.
Hi, AJ. Hi there. I am so excited to join the two of you. Thank you for having me.
Now, we're super excited to have you here. I'm kind of curious to know how this opportunity sort of came about. When did you guys get the heads up? When did you know you're going to be speaking to Colton? And how did that all like come together?
So, as you mentioned, he did his interview with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America. And when I saw that, I, you know, identified as a journalist how big of a moment that was. And as you said, there was a lot of reaction, both positive and negative with it. But even before the reaction came pouring in, as a journalist who, you know, part of my job is to identify big moments in pop culture and newsworthy moments, I pitched the idea. And then that's kind of how it started, that, you know, we reached out to Colton's team and just kind of started the process from there and trying to land an interview with him. As you could imagine, there were a lot of different outlets that wanted to talk to him. And part of what we do at Variety is we need to make sure that we have exclusivity because we want to be the first and only publication that talks to someone so that we are breaking news with it. So we ended up, you know, landing that interview. Then as the reaction came out, again, both positive and negative, to me, the story just got more interesting because when there's more layers, there's more to dig into.
Of course.
Absolutely. You know, one of the layers that was revealed was the revelation that he was blackmailed. Now, we've said a lot in our community, there's nothing worse to have to come out than being forced to come out of fear. Can you talk to us about that?
I think, you know, for Colton, when I spoke with him, and you can imagine I spent a long time with him for this piece, so I felt like I really got to understand his story on a pretty personal level. And this was something that truly just came out in conversation. You know, it's not like this was the first thing that he told me. It's not like this was something that, at least from my point of view, that it seemed like he was planning on saying. It really just came out as he was talking, probably an hour after we had, you know, been in conversation. And I remember when he said it, he kind of prefaced it with, okay, I guess I'll just say this. I've never revealed this before. And it did shed some light on what his experience was like, because what I realized at that moment is that he would have never come out had it not been for that. And I don't know if he was forced into doing it, but he certainly felt forced because he was so paranoid that as a public figure who came from The Bachelor, which has millions of viewers, you know, around the world, that he might be outed. And that fear and paranoia really took over him. Oh. So it's interesting because had that not happened, he may not have ever revealed his true identity.
Well, what I love about you, and I'll say this to our listeners who might not know, is you're a huge ally to the community. You have many friends in our community, and you're like family. You're just a really, really good person. But you're also a strong woman. And so for those who are maybe from our community saying, he's making money off this, he's doing a show on Netflix, or for those who say he's got a really problematic past, all the stuff, the drama with Cassie Randolph after the Bachelor series wrapped, and for those who might feel like, are we just going to give him a pass and forget all these things? What were your takeaways of who Colton is as a man?
I think that as a journalist, it's our job to ask every single question, no matter how tough they are. And every single layer is a part of someone's story. So, of course, I was going to ask every single question that related to Colton. Part of that is the fact that there was a restraining order that was filed by his ex, Cassie Randolph. It was dropped 2 months later. But when I asked him about it, he did reveal to me that him and Cassie have a joint agreement where they have decided not to speak of the details out of respect for one another. But I asked him many more questions. You know, why did you act the way that you were alleged to have acted? And, you know, what have you learned from this experience? Have you spoken to her? Did you ever come out to her? And I did ask a lot of questions because I did think it was important for our readers to be able to shed some light on that situation, which is obviously those are very serious allegations. And to answer your question, I took away that Colton as a man, that whatever happened during that situation, that he's very remorseful and shameful for how he acted, and that he does not want his coming out experience to overshadow that. And that was really a key takeaway for me, is that he said, you know, a lot of the perception and the narrative out there has been, am I just coming out to kind of negate that situation?
Right, yeah.
And that's not my intention at all. So that is something that I took away. And I do want to note that I did reach out to Cassie Randolph numerous times because it's very important for her to have a voice in this if she, you know, wished to do so. And she did not want to. She didn't respond for comments.
Yeah.
So that's why she was not included.
Well, we're so excited that we had the opportunity to speak to you. Elizabeth Wagmeister from Variety, who gave an amazing interview with Colton Underwood about his controversial coming out. We hope that you'll join us again. It's really difficult to be a journalist, I think. You have to be so ballsy, and then you really are, especially as a woman. Just kudos to you, because it's tough conversations, and I'm happy that you're having them.
Thank you both for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Elizabeth really is one of the best. Head over to Variety.com right now to watch some clips of the interview with Elizabeth and also read the entire interview. It's really kind of extraordinary. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.